Did you see the Holy Ghost descending from heaven? You heard the voice of the Father. You see the image of Jesus Christ shining with light and grace and glory. You did, because you have just assisted the true confirmation ceremony, the sacrament of soldiers. The other day, because it comes up in the St. Joseph epistle, probably, we were talking about enmity and jealousy. There's someone who is extremely envious of something today, and that is the world, and that is Satan, the ancient enemy of our race. He's envious of these children. He's envious of the Blessed Trinity, which fills their little souls today. The adults, too. He's envious of these new soldiers of Christ. He wants to steal that grace. He wants to steal that image of the adorable Trinity, which he never was destined to have, despite all of his gifts of grace and of nature, before he fell down into hell and rebellion. Our response? We should be jealous for these children. That is to say, we know if someone wants to steal something from us, because they are our children, and how much we love them, we must watch carefully then. We must pray fervently. We must act as soldiers ourselves to protect these new soldiers of Christ. Be jealous of the grace that's given them this day. Never suffer anything or anyone to compromise it, nor to touch their sweet and blessed innocence. For that, the Church gives these new soldiers of Christ a sponsor who may support and second the work of parents in the Christian education, which is now incumbent upon you. But they must indeed, not only for their youth and growing up, but really for all of their life, study the faith and increase in the knowledge of our holy and revealed religion, the one true faith, the Catholic faith. Sponsors, remember, too, that you must give to them, these new soldiers, good example. They'll look to you, as they will look to our parents, and they'll look to adults in general, for comfort, for reassurance, for correction, for courage. Don't disappoint them, not ever. You won't, if you yourself are prayerful, and if you see in the measure possible that these new soldiers, these confirmed children of Christ, that they pray regularly, daily, that they assist at this Holy Mass every Sunday, that they receive their sacraments. The work of the sacraments is the work of the supernatural order. We must do our best, but often we fall short. The Holy Ghost, who fell upon these children this morning, never falls short. What matters is that we ask his assistance. Let us therefore conclude this ceremony by reciting our three chief prayers, the Apostles' Creed, the Our Father, and the Hail Mary. Please stand. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
The prayer our Lord himself has taught.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Finally, the salutation of the angel to Our Lady, and its echo in the beautiful words, Holy Mother Church. It is our custom and tradition and confident devotion to say our Hail Mary three times, every morning and every night, when we wake up, before we go to sleep, for purity, for protection, for the preservation of all that has been given to us through Mary's hands. Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God,